Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 18th of May, 1969. The title is The Spiritual Astrologer of Knowledge and Yoga. The Spiritual Astrologer of Knowledge and Yoga. Baptada says, did all of you call Baptada or did Baptada call all of you? Who called whom? Those children who are the instruments in the Father's task have to remember one aspect at all times. We have to remain ever ready and all-rounders at every moment, in every situation. If these two things are imbibed by all of you, then the result of service can be very elevated. But these aspects are number-wise according to effort. You children who are the instruments have to remember the slogan, whatever actions I perform, others who see me will perform the same actions. At every moment, consider yourself to be playing a part in the drama on the stage, in front of everyone. One is to rehearse by yourself, and the other is to play a part on the stage in front of everyone. And so, imagine how much attention those who act their part on a stage have to pay to themselves. They have to pay attention to themselves at every moment whilst acting each act. They have to pay attention to their hands, their feet, their eyes, to everything. If anything is not right, it doesn't add beauty to the actor's performance. So you consider yourself to be an actor in this way and continue to move along. When a 3-minute record is being recorded, you pay so much attention to it. All of you are recording your record for 21 births. And so, there should be so much attention paid at the time of recording it. If there is the slightest fluctuation in the record, it is erased for all time. Your record for the Kingdom of the Golden Age is being recorded for 21 births, and so it shouldn't be spoiled. If it is erased, you distance yourself, and so you should think about this. Everyone's vision is on your every action. When actors are aware that everyone is watching them, they pay special attention to themselves. When there isn't anyone observing them, they become careless. So always think that even when you're doing something by yourself, you are in front of the world. The souls of the entire world are watching you from all four directions. If each flower were to become so perfect and beautiful, the fragrance of this garden would spread so much. But what is the reason that it doesn't spread? Together with the fragrance, in some cases, there is also something else that comes in between. No matter how much fragrance there may be, a bad odor spreads even faster than fragrance. And so, the slightest, smallest incident finishes all the fragrance. A rose is said to have an eternal fragrance. An eternal rose is one thing, the rose is a second thing, and the third is a spiritual rose. The first number is the spiritual rose. That remains in the stage of a spirit and is always close to a spirit. Such is a spiritual rose. And the second quality are very good in service, but they are lacking in the spiritual stage. They are good in service and in their dharana, and their sanskars are cool. What would you consider yourself? Which number flower are you? There cannot be any thorns here. All are roses, but there is a difference in the roses. What are the signs of the spiritual roses? Do you know how to judge the line on the forehead? Have you become fortune tellers or not? What do you see in the fortune of knowledge and yoga that Bab Dada teaches you? You can tell from each one's face, eyes, and forehead. And in that too, you can especially tell everything from someone's forehead and eyes. You can become the fortune tellers and recognize anyone. Those lines definitely exist in the eyes and on the forehead. Knowledge of astrology is needed to discern someone. This knowledge of discerning others is lacking in some of you. You learn knowledge in yoga, but you also have to know the knowledge of discerning others. When anyone comes in front of you, you should be able to know about his three aspects of time in 1 second. One is to know what his life was in the past. Another, what his vision and attitude are at present. And another, to what extent he can create his future reward. You need to acquire the practice of being able to do this. This knowledge of recognizing others is lacking. You now have to remove this weakness. If you do not have this virtue in the time that is yet to come, if it is lacking, you will be deceived. Many such souls will come in front of you. Internally, they will be one thing, and externally, something else. They will come to test you, because many think that this is just something that you learnt off by heart. So many will come to you in an artificial way, in many different forms and colors, in order to judge you. Therefore, you must pay attention to what each one comes for and what his attitude is like. Be very cautious with impure souls. Day by day, there will be many such cases. There are many sinful souls, calamities, untimely death, and sinful actions are increasing. And so, because their desires are not fulfilled, they wander as impure souls, and therefore, you have to be very cautious about this. When an impure soul has entered someone, a special incense stick, a dhoop, is lit to chase it away. Something is heated in a fire, and that person is touched with it. Or, that person is even fed red chili powder. So all of you have to work with the power of yoga. You have to heat up each of your physical senses with the fire of yoga, so no one can attack you. If there is the slightest slackness, if any of your physical senses become slack, then it can enter you. Those impure souls are also very powerful. Maya's power is no less. Pay a lot of attention to this, and even the elements of nature will carry on with their work. In order to confront them, imbibe godly power into yourself. At that time, you must not have love for this. At that time, you need to be the embodiment of power. You have to think about when you need to be the embodiment of love and when you need to be the embodiment of power. You need to be an embodiment of power in all these aspects. If such a person comes and you show him extra love, it can also cause damage. Have love for Bab Dada and the Divine Family. But with all the rest, you have to confront them with the form of power. Many children make mistakes, and they're attracted by their love. That love increases and makes you weak, and therefore, there is now the need to be the embodiment of power. The praise of the final slogan is of the mother of Bharat, who is the incarnation of power. They do not say Gopi Mata, the loving mother. It is now the part of being the embodiment of power. The part of the Gopikas was in the corporeal form. Now, it is the part of the Shaktis in the avyakt form. When each of you is stable in being the embodiment of power, the power of all of you put together will show wonders. What is the last picture shown as a memorial? That of giving a finger to lift a mountain. You have to give the finger of power. The mountain of the Iron Age will be finished only through that. Everyone's finger is needed in that. That finger is not yet given fully. You lift that finger, but some people's finger is sometimes straight, and some people's finger is sometimes bent. When you give your whole finger, then you will create an impact. All of you have to give a finger to the same extent. You must quickly give a finger to lift this mountain of the Iron Age and bring about the Golden Aged world. You have love for the corporeal form, and so you must quickly make preparations to go from this old world. All of you must become stable in being the embodiment of power, and all your long-lost and wandering devotees will be attracted to the magnet against their conscious wish and come. It will not take long. Acha, Om Shanti.